As you know, the European Union is a collection of countries, each of which has its own government, but they're under some sort of supranational, almost a global governance called the EU itself, based in Brussels, that is not accountable, does not have the democratic legitimacy, but has great power. And the head of security for the European Union is this woman, Federica Mogherini. She's from Italy, as her name suggests. And she made a bizarre announcement the other day, saying that radical political Islam is a legitimate political force within Europe. So this is the woman who is purportedly charged with defending Europe's security. And she's welcoming political Islam. Let me quote to you a little bit from her various statements. This is what she said a few days after jihadis killed dozens of people just across the Mediterranean in Tunisia. She said, quote, "Islam holds a place in our Western societies. Islam belongs in Europe. With the European project, we expressed a desire for diversity." Now, that all sounds innocuous enough, but she goes on. She says, "Islam is a victim itself. Diversity is the core feature of our European history and is our strength. For this reason, I am not afraid to say that political Islam should be a part of the picture." It's fine to say freedom of religion and diversity, I get that. But for political Islam, that is not a separation of church and state, not a separation of mosque and state, for Islam to be taken into the streets, for Sharia law not to be kept in the mosques, but to be integrated into the law of the land, that's a bizarre thing for the head of European security to say, because, of course, political Islam supports the jihad. Now, just in case you think I'm overstating things, take a look at this tweet published by Federica Mogherini in Arabic. It's as if she's campaigning in Arabic, saying, if you are a radical Islamist, if you believe in political Islam, I'm on your side. That's not someone celebrating diversity. That's not someone celebrating freedom to be this religion or that. That's someone welcoming political Islam, a reverse crusade to conquer the very Europe she's charged with defending. For TheRebel.media, I'm Ezra Levant.